You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
Club 1080 on The Fan is brought to you by Better You Today Weight Loss. Here's to a better you. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com. Hit get started today, and here's to a better you.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
At the club, Club 1080.
Third of all, I'm the man.
The hottest spot, no,
I'm
ball.
Sorry.
I'm just grateful she went from the front so I could see it coming as opposed to from behind.
Yeah, but I think if it happens from behind, you have a better chance of standing up because you've got more balance that way.
Well, I'll tell you what, you don't see it coming, though, from behind, and then that can take you right over.
That's
I'd rather
true.
Take it head on. Bring the train head on.
All right. All right.
Righty.
Yes. All right. All right, welcome back, Club Monday. What's going on? Nice day.
My car pants are runneth over. They just released the new Ford Bronco, and I'd like them to take my money.
Oh.
Yeah, I spent the break.
The Bronco's back.
Yeah,
I have a very, very serious question.
Yeah.
What is the function of the hole in the side of the door?
Well, that's like, you don't have to make them that way, but like all the doors on those are going to come off anyways, so it's just an offer. Like if you want to order it in that configuration, you can... It's like having the plastic zip doors. That's all.
Those are pretty cool.
What is the function for having a hole in the side of the door? Like, is there actually a function to it? Or is it just like, hey, it's an outdoor off-roading car?
Well, what's the function of taking off your door? So I guess it's like having...
To feel cool, I guess. I don't know.
So, I mean, I guess it's, again, it's kind of like having the door off, but not really.
Okay.
But, I mean, not like it comes in different configurations.
I don't understand.
So shove it, Mike.
Okay.
Well, again, if you're using it as an off-road vehicle...
I understand what you're saying. I still will not understand that at all.
Yeah, I'm kind of with Mike on that.
I don't get it.
Like, yeah, there's just a giant hole in the door.
Yeah.
It's but like, the only thing that's going to happen there is my dog's going to fall out of there.
There's a little thing that you can cover that up. Like I said, it's like a little shield that comes down. So,
But I will shockingly forget to lower the shield.
If you
lose my cat.
But
or
yes,
my kid.
The four-door in the light blue, just please go ahead and take my money and take it now.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
My favorite car of all time.
The Bronco.
I've been trying to buy a retro one for a while, but they're really, 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 really expensive. I don't know why, it's a nostalgia thing, but they're really spendy, even ones that aren't redone. So.
Why is the Bronco your favorite car?
Nostalgia of OJ?
As my first car, I don't know, just
I
love them.
One.
Yeah, okay. They're just my favorite car. I've always loved them.
I thought you really liked O.J. Simpson or something.
No, not a huge fan of O.J.
Who's got the white Bronco now? Where is that thing?
There's a couple different, remember? There's O.J.'s and then there's Al Cowling's. There's two different ones. And
I want to, O.J.'s, the one that they were driving down the...
I don't think that's O.J.'s.
That
I think
was
that,
Al Cowling's,
that's Al
wasn't
Cowling's.
It? He was driving.
And that's in a museum somewhere. I think it's in... Someone bought it and it's like, it was for rent and like it was for display, but I think they've kind of largely gone away. I think they're just owned by private collectors.
By the way, my favorite tweet about the new Bronco is from EDSBS on Twitter. He's the... college football guy.
Every
makes
day
a lot
should
of jokes.
Be Saturday.
Doors that spit my 500 empty sparkling water cans and my son's loose Lego straight into the windows of my fellow motorists. Freedom!
Someone said the function mic is kicking ass. That's right.
He also said, oh my God, it's so they can see your incredibly muscular legs that never skip leg day ever.
I think your giant calves can get a lot of looks. They're driving around.
How much are they? The Broncos.
I think they're starting.
Not at, Mike's calves.
I think they're starting in the mid to high 20s.
My calves are priceless, Rob.
And then I'm sure they'll go up to
mid 20s.
Yeah, oh. I think I saw one of them was started out at like 27, 28.
All right.
And then you're going to be able to buy the Raptor version that's 50, 60 grand. You can reserve now. I think it's like $100 to reserve, but the system, I think, is having a glitch because everyone's trying to reserve one right now. They're not available till next year, but this was the rollout, and I've been waiting for it for quite some time. If I could, do the lottery thing, you could have one
you
car.
You mean win the lottery and have a lot of money?
Yes. Besides the A-Team van, which would be my first purchase.
I'd like that.
Then Burt Reynolds Trans Am. Then my third car would be a restored old light blue Bronco.
This text says, the holes are for to see when off-roading, Mike. Come on, City Slicker.
To see.
Yeah, if you're doing serious rock climbing there, it's the same thing as like having the door off.
Mm. All right, well, I've got death news.
I know.
And then I've got soon-to-be dead news.
Should I know? Am I?
Yes. No, damn. Not you.
Oh.
Well, maybe.
You were looking right at me.
You
I was
have
like,
lots of enemies.
I got a little nervous there.
No, Kelly Preston is dead.
I didn't even know Kelly Preston was sick.
Yeah, she had breast cancer. Wife of John Travolta, famed actress, and just downright delightfully wonderful woman, apparently.
Yeah, it's weird because Travolta doesn't necessarily have the best reputation in the world, but she had a sterling rep.
Everybody loved her.
Yes.
She was great. Sweet, down to earth.
And by the way, underrated hot.
Yes, totally.
I don't feel like she got the credit.
Couldn't agree more.
For her hotness.
I remember her. When you think of Kelly Preston, what do you think of? Because, most people probably think John Travolta. But I remember her from For Love of the Game.
Yeah.
That's what I think of.
That's probably
with
a good
Kevin
one.
Kevin Costner.
I remember when she played, I was just being dirty. Because there's a great movie where she gears down. Where it's like a 1950s sort of thing, and it's fantastic. Mm. You get to see all of Kelly Preston, and I'm here to tell you, it's up, and it's good.
Like all?
All.
Oh.
Everything.
Googling? yeah, she was 57. Very sad.
Yeah. I was trying to think if I could think of...
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Really?
Don't be sexist, Mike.
That's what I said. I was trying not to be. Although
you said it was up and it's good. All I said was, oh.
Except I'm the one that brought it up. So.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's I have a drop for that, I believe.
I didn't lie.
Mm-hmm. That's pumping.
mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Well, anyway,
she was. I for whatever
what
reason.
What movie was that from? You said.
Twins is probably the one that I most associate her with. The great Arnold Schwarzenegger, Danny DeVito, tilt, if you will.
Oh, there's a whole like other set of these. What?
Mike,
wait,
would
what?
You please?
She has another set
would
of.
Would you please focus?
No, you brought this up.
Yeah, the video's online. Watch the scene.
For heaven's sake,
I mean, I don't
want to
watch the movie. I just want to watch the scene.
Focus up, will you? This whole thing is ridiculous.
No. Suk, you of all people should know this.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, wait. What was I saying? Oh, should I know who... God, I need to turn this off. Hold on. Should I know who Naya Rivera is?
She was in Glee. And the only reason I know that was because, well, she went missing, and then I found out that she was from Glee. I had never heard of her before that.
Should I know who Naya Rivera is?
I'm going to say no.
Okay, because I don't. But they found her body.
Yeah, that's a really sad story.
She drowned.
And they found her little boy on the boat.
Yeah, four-year-old boy. And the boy, now granted, he's four, But he told investigators that his mom lifted him up out of the water and onto the boat, and then when he turned around, she was sinking.
Yeah, that's just an awful story. And they've been searching for her for a number of days, so that, you know, it was a recovery effort at this point. But I mean, I don't know obviously the details exactly what happened, but she's a gall darn hero, and the last thing she did was save her little boy. But I can't imagine what that little boy's, I mean, he saw that. I mean, I don't know what that does to you when you're 4 years old and you watch that, knowing that your mom saved you. I mean, as you get older, I'm sure there's a real appreciation factor that your mom saved your life. But at the same time, I'm guessing that that's a lot of therapy.
All right. Well, there's your death news. Now, coming up next, we have almost dead news, because Ghislaine Maxwell is not long for this world.
No.
So we'll give you the latest on what's going on with her in prison.
It's totally going to be on the up and up, though.
Or in jail.
Nothing to see here, and totally by her own hand.
We'll get to that next. 613 on the fan.
.com. Hit get started today. And here's to a better you.
Double Sun Power!
All right, now to the latest on Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein's
liaison, if you will. Or
confidant.
How about just fellow rapist?
Weren't they together?
Oh, I think that they probably had their fair share. I mean, I guess they participated in the child rape together. So, yeah, I could say they're together.
Well, she is in Brooklyn now. You know, they captured her. We've talked about her capture. And we've put the over-under on her death. We did that last, well, it was 2 weeks ago, actually.
Yeah.
We put it at 30 days.
Yeah, she's not making it to trial.
Well, she's in Brooklyn, and she has already requested a home confinement. She has submitted a home confinement request.
Yeah.
And since they claim that she's pretty skilled at hiding, and she had wrapped a cell phone in tinfoil to attempt to evade detectives.
What?
Yeah, like, I guess she was pretty good at hiding from those trying to watch her.
By the way, does that work?
But they...
Does that work? Can I just, like...
I've never heard of that.
Like, if you've watched Criminal Minds, apparently in 7 seconds they can triangulate your exact positions, except if I wrap it in tinfoil and bounce it off 9 satellites?
Prosecutors with the U.S. Attorney's Office in Manhattan have asked the judge to detain Maxwell, who was arrested on charges she helped recruit, groom, and ultimately abuse minors, saying she's an extreme flight risk with 3 passports and multiple foreign bank accounts. This is why I don't understand why... Well, actually, I do understand why she didn't flee the United States.
Yeah.
Because she thought that the deal Epstein cut...
She thought she was fine.
...back in 2007 meant that she couldn't be prosecuted.
So maybe, just maybe, don't let her out of prison?
But she is scheduled to appear via video before a federal judge tomorrow. Now, she continues to deny everything. But there's also reports that she literally has videos...
Yeah.
Of famous, and I mean high-level
release
U.S. politicians.
Release the tapes!
Engaging in sex acts with minors.
Hold on. Release the tapes to authorities. Authorities, not the general public.
Right.
I
don't release the tapes.
Don't release the tapes.
I'm not for the tapes.
No. That's all bad. But please release them to the proper authorities. And let's round these 6 sons of bees up.
Well, the judge is alluding to the fact that there's no way they're going to let her... Yeah, she's not getting home confinement.
No.
I mean, come on. Now, the New York Post is reporting that they're moving her from cell to cell, so she gets to travel.
Okay. Well, that's nice. Gets to, you know, explore the studio space.
They're moving her from cell to cell so that no one will kill her. They're basically terrified that she's going to be offed. Much like Jeffrey Epstein. I mean, hang herself much like Jeffrey Epstein.
With no one watching and, you know, pay no attention to what happened here.
So she has to wear paper clothes and she has to sleep on a bare mattress. So she can't hang herself.
Yeah. What did Epstein hang himself with?
Bed sheets.
Oh, yeah. That's
right?
What happened. Isn't it amazing, though? Like with the Epstein thing, and we do this with pretty much everything now. You can get a news story, and we all are outraged by it. We're like, there's zero chance that guy killed himself. We're like, what the hell? This will never stand. And then a week later, we're like, huh, I guess it stood. Like, nothing sticks to anyone anymore. Nothing. You have, like, the outrage lasts, like, 9 seconds. And then we're just like, whatever. All you have to do anymore is be like, no, that didn't happen. Yeah, Jeffrey Epstein killed himself. No, he didn't. Yeah, he did. All right. Nothing I can do about it.
Well, somebody points out, and this is a good point, this isn't just some random woman. Her dad's death is just as suspicious as Epstein's. I don't know if you've read about that.
Because he was in the middle of this whole thing. Like, he's been in...
Well, he was a British... He's one of the richest guys in Britain. And so this text is right. She's been in the game her whole life. Do not count her out just yet. This is her game.
I'm looking here. It said that in 1991, he had an argument and phone call with his son, Kevin, over a meeting scheduled with the Bank of England.
Well, he died on... I think he was out to sea. He was on his boat.
Yeah, Maxwell missed the meeting instead, traveling to his yacht.
Yeah, exactly.
See, there you go. Last in contact.
Now, that's how you kill someone. Wait.
Yeah, he's... I guess he was out off the cruise in the Canary Islands, and it does say that he was presumed to have fallen overboard from the vessel. His naked body was recovered from the Atlantic Ocean. Yeah, besides a graze to the left shoulder, there was no noticeable wounds on his body. The official ruling said that he had a heart attack combined with accidental drowning.
Somewhere there's a shark with Gucci pants on right now?
I guess. So he's saying he was cruising around naked, he had a heart attack, fell over the boat, and then drowned.
Yeah, right.
Hmm.
That guy's so right. Do not count her out, man. She's got stuff up her sleeve.
Boy,
she's not dead to rights.
I'm reading about this, and it is quite interesting. Three different pathologists. None of the three could agree. On the cause of death.
That's right.
Interesting. Wow.
So she's being moved from cell to cell. They say sometimes she has a cellmate, sometimes she does not. There are also fears over a coronavirus outbreak in the prison system, which could kill her. See, they're already hinting at what's going to kill her.
Yeah. Well, that was my bet, was that she comes down with a case of the super duper coronavirus, and that then she's on a ventilator so she can't talk, and then she just quietly slips away, and we're like, coronavirus! Ah.
They're also saying that in prison, as you well know, or maybe you don't, but if you take someone like that out, that's a badge of honor. You know.
Yeah.
The other prisoners.
Well, something tells me that if you take her out, that you'll get taken care of on the back end, right?
Like that's, right.
Yeah. I mean...
Suddenly you're out of prison.
Yeah. Suddenly out of prison, or if you are in prison for the rest of your life, something tells me you get
moved to... And hanging with Bill Clinton.
You get moved to a better prison. But that still blows my mind that they've got the goods. She allegedly has on everybody. The royal family, the Democrats, the Republicans, everybody. There's no way that she makes it through this thing.
So
I'm not buying it.
She's now in prison, regulation khaki shirt and pants. She's long hair, unkempt nails, looks far from the perfectly groomed socialite we have come to know. She was in deep shock at first, but she's getting better each day. She is not a whiner. She is not a complainer, say insiders.
Ooh. Okay, well, that's good.
She gets grits, whole wheat toast, and fruit. Well, 6 a.m.
So she's a child rapist, but she doesn't like to complain. So, you know, hey, not all bad.
Her phone calls are 15 minutes, a maximum of 300 minutes per month. Huh. And she's banned from having any nude or sexually suggestive photos.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, so she doesn't get, like, her sending them out or her receiving them?
I don't know. I didn't know that was a thing. I thought that was understood in prison.
And for anyone saying that we're wearing tinfoil hats today, no, we're not. Jeffrey Epstein was allowed, wink, wink, to hang himself.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink.
Oh, she's dead.
Yes.
Nobody believes that Jeffrey Epstein killed himself.
Nobody. And yet nothing.
Oh, wait, I do.
And yet nothing will be done about it. Everyone just was like, well, I guess he hung himself. Yeah, there's no cameras there. It just happened to be
a guards spot. Mysteriously didn't do their walkthrough in that hour.
Yeah. This idea that this is a tinfoil. Huh. It's just not. It's just not a tinfoil hat.
You think Ray Donovan got him?
I'm guessing that you're just, again, it was a, that would be cool if it was Ray Donovan, but you know, you just assume it was just another inmate. Isn't that the easiest way to do is you just open up the cell door and you're like, hey, Jim Chuckles. you know what to do, and make it look convincing.
Nah, I see some government goons with black gloves.
Sunglasses like the Matrix.
Yeah.
Keanu Reeves looking fella.
Yeah.
What if it was Big Fat Vince Gill? That Eagles concert is back on. Didn't we just watch this like a week ago?
Well, what else are they going to show?
Isn't there another?
It's on ESPN.
Why is ESPN constantly showing the Eagles concert?
What else are they going to show?
But the soccer's on FS1 right now. They don't have any content.
Are the Timbers on yet?
7:30.
Can't wait to watch my Timbers tonight.
Are you actually going to watch them for more than 0 seconds?
No. Okay. I got to get back to Peaky Blinders.
Someone asking, can she receive tasteful nudes?
No.
Well, that's just not fair at all.
Some inmates can, not her.
That's suggestive.
Can inmates have porn, or is that contraband?
Well, again, that's what I was saying. Like, I thought it was all just understood that you just don't. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how it works in there. You're asking the wrong guy.
You don't have prison connections?
No.
He also doesn't watch porn, apparently, so.
That is true.
So he says.
That may be the thing that Mike believes less about you than anything else.
No, I believe it, sort of.
He can't.
But it's like, I can't imagine that it's been going on for X amount of years without, like, taking a peek here or there, you know?
Mm. Yeah. I do know.
Well, I think there's a difference between taking a peek and, you know.
Now, somebody said.
He says he does not watch it.
I don't.
That includes peaks.
I don't. I think you all are disgusting.
Like through your fingers, like one of those.
Need to go to church.
It's like watching through the cracks.
Couldn't
like, yeah,
she
what's
just
happening
as
there?
Easily use those tapes Oop, to get out of jail? That's a good point. Except that's the thing. She's screwed because she's got dirt on a lot of very important people.
Yeah.
But releasing that dirt, like nobody wants that, right? Like. Only the general public want that, and they can't do anything to help her.
Yeah.
Right?
I just think that there is...
So she's stuck. Like, yeah. She's got all this dirt, but even the cops don't want the dirt out because the people that she's got the dirt on are in bed with the cops and the government.
I asked the question, and I'm being dead serious on this. When's the last time you had a major world political figure, someone just super high up like this that really went down, that actually took it in the shorts? Anybody?
Well, are you saying that even if the stuff comes out, it's like people...
I don't, but that's, it won't come out.
But it's even like, if it does, would anybody go down?
I have my doubts.
These are powerful people.
Yes, powerful people don't get in trouble.
And they're also not going to save her.
No.
This is why she's going to die. They're not going to save her in order for her to shut up about the material that she has on them.
Yeah.
So it's just easier to kill her, just like they did Epstein once Epstein was caught.
I just believe that there is a group of people out there around the world and certainly in our country, but probably not as bad as other places, that are just above the law. And that everyone knows that they're above the law, and no one really does anything about it. The Saudis offed the reporter guy. They literally just offed him. They have video of him going in, and they killed him. What happened there? Nothing. Putin throws people down elevator shafts all the time. And if you think that we're not doing the same thing, we just can't just throw people down like out of a window. We have to do the, oh no, he committed suicide. And nothing ever gets done. Like, I just, there is a level where you are the banks. You are too big to fail. And she and Epstein had the goods on world leaders, some of the most powerful men, and the royal family. They're too big to fail. That group will not go down under any circumstances.
Pause the seriousness of this for a second. Wouldn't it be a really fascinating TV show if the show was based on her giving up the names and then her trying to survive after that?
Yes.
I feel like that'd be a really fun drama to watch on TV.
Would it be like Amazing Race?
She's just running around.
I wasn't
around.
Thinking about it like that. I was thinking about it more like, you know, well-directed and acted in, but, you know.
Yeah, but instead of clues, she's just running from government assassins from all over the world.
And they cut to all these famous people, and they're like, they got to take her out. And it's just like this mass. It's like John Wick.
Yeah.
But for her.
Who do you think's the most powerful
John
person?
Wick.
Untouchable?
No, I don't. I mean, like, of the names that have been named in the Jeffrey Epstein Ghislaine Maxwell.
Clinton or Trump, take your pick.
See, I think Prince Andrew.
I was going to say Prince Andrew.
I think that
the
royal family, dude, they are not going to be tainted by this. That's a whole operation, man.
Both Clinton and Trump have been tainted in the past. Survived it.
Yeah, not this kind.
But the royal family is bigger than, like, the entire royal family is bigger than Clinton or Trump.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. I mean, it's, but either way, none of those guys are getting touched. But you're right. I mean, and that's just the scratching the surface of the royal family. I mean, because you know it's not just one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, probably. I guarantee you the queen was hanging with him.
It's just
smoking cigarettes.
I was going to say who's the most untouchable person. I was going to say Putin. Like, that guy literally does whatever he wants and doesn't give an F. Like, zero Fs. He kills whoever he wants. He does whatever
he wants.
He's
now president for life.
Yeah. He's president for life. He just, like, during that whole Olympics thing, they siphoned off whatever it was, like $30 billion. He literally does whatever he wants, and he doesn't get the Kim Jong-un treatment.
And by the way, here's a text. Well, then we'll wrap it up. She says, this text says, she knew how things ended for Epstein. I wouldn't doubt that she has a contingency plan for those tapes to be released if she dies.
Now we're getting into some Mission Impossible stuff.
All right, the latest conspiracy theory is coming up next. Here's Mike. Okay, have you heard of the website Wayfair, or have you ever used it?
Like Wayfair, like the furniture place?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a couple Wayfair things.
I do too.
Like, oh, this conspiracy theory is nuts.
It's like a nicer IKEA.
Yeah, I've ordered stuff off of Wayfair, and it's great.
My patio sets from Wayfair.
Usually great, yeah.
Typically, yeah. Sometimes you can get, but you know, relatively inexpensive.
Sure.
Good shipping. Good little website. Except that they sex traffic furniture. Have you read this?
How do you sex traffic furniture?
Well, I'm going to tell you. This is
banana. I have seen this conspiracy theory. Yes.
Okay, so there's a Reddit user who suggested this, and it has picked up steam that Wayfair was involved in sex trafficking because they had some expensive cabinets.
Yeah.
And they had human names on the product. So, like, a screenshot of their website showed these armoires that cost more than, like, $12,000.
Does seem like a lot.
And one of the names was Samaya five-shelf storage cabinet, or Yuritsa storage cabinet for $12,000. Well, first of all, what armoire costs $12,000?
I would like the IROP for $1,850, please.
And
what
then,
are you going for on the open market?
And then they put screenshots of kids whose names were Yuritsa, or what was the first one, Samaya or whatever?
Yeah.
Who had gone missing.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
So they're doing two, they're putting two and two together. Like, this Samaya Mumin was from Columbus, Ohio. She was 17 years old. She's been missing since June 10th of 2020. And then all of a sudden, there's a Samaya five-shelf storage cabinet on Wayfair for $12,899.
On sale, though.
They're doing it right under our nose, and we're not doing a damn thing about it.
Pretty wild. Well, anyway, they have responded.
My guess is that they're saying no.
Susan Fricchetti told Fox Business, obviously there is no truth to these claims.
Obvious.
The products in question are industrial-grade cabinets that are accurately priced.
Now,
I'm sorry.
That's not accurate.
An industrial cabinet is $12,000?
$15,000.
Well,
it looks
13.
Like a regular wardrobe. Come on.
Does seem like an awful
like
lot.
Like a wardrobe closet, you mean?
Yeah, like you open the two front doors and it's
right.
Like, how is that $15,000?
Well, it's industrial.
Is it still for sale? Or did they take
No, they took it down.
They took the Samaya five shelf down?
Yeah, they took all of the products that people were red flagging, and they took them down, and they say that they're going to rename them.
Well, there was also some people who were finding, like, one random pillow with a girl's name was, like, $10,000.
Right.
And now that pillow is, like, $90.
Uh-huh.
They found a couch with a person's name that was just exorbitantly priced.
So, basically, it's true.
I think what we've concluded here is that, yes, that Wayfair deals in relatively decent quality discount furniture and human trafficking. Okay. Sounds about right. What is the most expensive thing on the Wayfair menu?
I don't want to know.
That is a bit strange. It seems so ridiculous that there can, there's no way that can be true. But at the same time, you're like, eh? Maybe. Maybe that's like the
Pretty true to me.
But why isn't there a better way? Like, I don't know anything about human trafficking. I've never been human trafficked. I've never human trafficked. I don't plan on human trafficking. I don't think that I'll ever human traffic. More than likely, I'm never going to human traffic. Let's just, I'll leave it there. But isn't there a better, more secure way to do it than on Wayfair?
Well, how do you?
Isn't that what this, again, I'd like to point out, chances are never going to be involved in human trafficking. Highly unlikely I'm ever involved in human trafficking. But if I were to be involved in human trafficking.
I mean, is that the hide in plain sight theory in action right here?
Why wouldn't you just go on the dark web? Why wouldn't you just go on Silk Road? Why not just have
your... Is that where you go?
Well, I would assume so. Yeah, I don't know. Right? The dark web. You don't go on Wayfair. I shouldn't be able to be shopping for discount, like, remanded lawn furniture and end up buying a kidnapped gal from Ohio. That doesn't make any sense.
Or it makes perfect sense.
I guess. Maybe I...
I think the actual real thing I have out of this is, why on earth are industrial armoires so expensive?
That really is the question.
What on earth? Who is buying that for tens of thousands of dollars?
Rich people.
Why?
They do have a category, and here's my thing. Like, I got a buddy of mine that's he's kind of hoity-toity. Like, he's one of those guys. It blows me away, like, what his stuff costs. And if you look at it, you're like, I don't know. It's all like retro, like European stuff from like Belgium. But if he would buy something like that, but he wouldn't buy it off Wayfair, right? Like, he orders his stuff from like Europe. He's not going online to Wayfair.
Unless he knew something was coming with it.
Oh yeah, I'm looking right here, by the way. There is a China cabinet by Jonathan Charles Fine Furniture on Wayfair. It is on sale for $15,888.
Jonathan Charles, missing.
Down from $21,000.
Age 17.
Seriously, if you have $15,000 to buy, you're not going on Wayfair. There's just no way.
Timothy Tech said, more like way unfair. Am I right?
Someone said this Wayfair trafficking scheme is very close to a plot line off an old Law and Order. I can see that.
Yes.
Hiding in plain sight once again.
That's right.
It just, no.
Sook's not buying it.
But what if, yes.
Yeah, what if Ghislaine Maxwell had an entire vacation home furnished by Wayfair?
Everything she has. What do I get at IKEA then? What are they involved in?
Those little Swedish boys.
Is that like illegal pet trafficking? Like, you get like a kidnapped service dog? It's like, hey, you want a seeing blind dog? Yeah. Yeah, I can get you one at a discount right here. Just go in and buy the Hufenhefen from IKEA. You know what it means.
Storgen Florgen.
Yeah, wink, wink, nod, nod. You pet the hell out of that dog when you want to.
And then somebody else texts, what if you're super rich and you buy this $10,000 pillow because you like it, and then the kid shows up at your door?
Boy, that's an awkward thing, right? They just show up to take delivery, and you're like,
You go online for the return.
You're like, what? What is happening here? You have to have, like, a brutal secret code. It's like one of those, like, where they give you, like, you know, click on one of these that has the stop sign, right? Yeah. You have to click on
all... Why is it always a crosswalk?
I don't know.
It's so dumb.
And there's always one that you're not certain of. I know.
I fail, and then they give you another one.
Yeah.
Well, damn it.
That's the most annoying thing of all time. You miss one that you were, like, so certain wasn't a bus, and it was a bus in the corner, and you're like, oh, I got to do this again?
Yeah, but you don't really look at it, though. That's the problem.
You're just like, here.
Flying through a test. You'd always fly through these tests in school, and then you'd get a 75%. You'd be like, damn it. Maybe I should have taken that more seriously.
Not going to work. Someone's saying this club is borderline inappropriate. Borderline? I think we crossed that line half hour ago.
You're inappropriate.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah.
I think it's really sexy.
Someone's saying, Neil, come on.
Someone's saying, do they have a table called Hot Stripper Brenda? I think that's in the lamp section.
I would not say that. I wouldn't say it either.
That's in the pole section. Like a shower curtain rod.
Industrial poles.
Come to think of it, I ordered a Gertrude bathroom mat for $6,200 and was confused when an elderly woman showed up with a carpet sample.
Shows up in a house coat. Like a couple cats. You're like, what the hell is going on here?
Code word, Gertrude. All right. John, are we done? Oh, we are.
I think we're done here.
We're already at that point.
Oh, yeah. Believe me, I think we were done
we're
a long time ago.
We're 5 minutes over time.
Yeah, All right. John wraps it up next on The Fan.
The hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sakanek on 1080 The Fan.
Big Bad John.
All right. Here he is, the big fella, wrapping
nobody
it up.
Seemed to know where
what's up?
John called home.
What's up, gentlemen?
Nothing.
Do we, are we buying into any of this Wayfair stuff?
Yes, clearly.
100%.
Yeah. I mean, there's no reason anyone would buy. Mm-hmm. The thing that gets me is there's just no rich person that would buy furniture off Wayfair. Like I said, a buddy of mine built a big old fancy house down at Bend. His wife flew to Las Vegas to buy their furniture. She got on an airplane, flew to Vegas, and that's where they got the furniture. That's what rich people do. They don't order from Wayfair unless there's something shady going on.
Well, what if the Wayfair is, what if that's a really good deal in rich person world? Like, what if that cabinet is really $30,000, but on Wayfair it's $15,000? In rich person world, that might be a bargain.
Yeah, rich people don't care, dude. Rich people are not shopping on Wayfair. It's just not happening.
Well, okay, then what major retailer out there would we most suspect to be guilty of such a thing? It's not Wayfair. Like, if you wanted to think somebody was up to it, who would you most suspect?
Honey-baked ham. Those hams are ridiculous. $70 for a ham, my ass. Something else is going on. You're getting something else with that $70. Honey-baked ham, you're up to something, and I know it.
I shouldn't have asked that question. That's my fault. That's my fault, Rob. I'm sorry.
Maple glaze. Ugh.
Why is that stuff so expensive?
I don't know. I was offended once. I had no idea. Like a couple years ago, I think it was my job. Like for Christmas Eve, I was like, someone's like, "Yeah, you want to bring a ham?" I was like, "Sure." I had no idea. I'd never bought a ham before. I showed up and like I was like, "Oh, I'll take that one." They're like, "That'll be $79." I'm like, "What? $79? Like, I don't want to share in honey baked ham. I'm not trying to buy equity in the company. I just want a ham." I had no idea. I honestly went in there thinking a ham would be like $30. No idea.
Isn't that the worst when you think, when like for, and there's no reason behind it. You just think something will cost something and you find out you're way off.
That's sure. The worst. It gets me all the time when you go into something like getting your car fixed or you're buying tires or I don't know, just whatever. You're right. For you, would just have an arbitrary number that you made up in your head and then you're pissed off when in a study right. development, you're way off. Wait, and then you're like offended. You're like, what?
You need tires. You're like, that'll be a couple $100. And then it's $975. You're like, what? And then you shop around and you find out that's a good deal.
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere else, they're $1,200.
Boy, I've done that plenty of times where you're like, I'm not buying that. I'll go find it cheaper somewhere else. You're like, no, I won't. You're like, that's the best deal.
That's when you drive by. You ever drive by those places that just have like the side, it's like a crappy fence and you can see in and over the fence and they just have a huge pile of used tires. They're all like $20.
Yeah.
That's why those places exist right there.
Exactly. And even though none of those tire, like you're just, one of those things is just ready to blow out at any given time. But someone's like, I'm not spending $100 on a tire. Not doing
it. My question is, if you go to that tire place, do I have to look through the giant pile of tires to find four that work, or is that part of what I'm paying for?
No, I think you got to search. I don't know.
Yeah, I think they're just saying, hey, we may have your tire in there. We may not. You figure it out.
Yeah, good luck.
And if you do, we'll give it to you for cheap.
And let's be honest, John, if you're shopping in one of those places, you don't care if your tires match.
No. And by match, I just mean fit.
Yeah, you just got to find the right size.
Yeah, this guy right here says...
Good.
This guy says he told a girl he'd go buy her some Birkenstocks. He thought they'd be like 40, 60 bucks. Said he didn't know they cost over 150. Yeah. He felt like a jackass.
Oh, yeah. I did that recently, actually, on Wayfair. My wife wanted a new chair for her desk. And I'm like, I'll buy that for your birthday because it's an office chair, right? What's an office chair cost? 100 bucks? Yeah, yeah, this thing was like 350, and I didn't get a stolen kid with it.
Yeah. Was it really $350?
Yes, on Wayfair. I'm like, what? Like, does this do your work for you? No, it just sits there.
It's just a chair.
Yeah.
All right, sir. Have a wonderful evening.
All right, see you guys.
Thank you for contributing this evening. There he goes, Big John. We are done for the day, but guess what? There's more of us tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Red ships of Spain. Red ships of Spain.
Dumbass.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.